Both Republican and Democratic lawmakers on the Senate panel quickly made clear in their remarks that Leon Panetta's confirmation to be the next Secretary of Defense by the full Senate is virtually certain. But they were also quick to remind him that as Secretary of Defense, he will face some daunting challenges. Troop levels in Afghanistan were a major focus of the hearing. President Obama has pledged to begin withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan this July, with a goal of ending U.S. military operations in the country by the end of 2014. Democratic Senator Carl Levin, the chairman of the committee, has called on the president to withdraw 15,000 U.S. troops from Afghanistan by the end of this year. Levin quoted the president as saying it is time for Afghans to start taking responsibility for their own future.
The president has also said that the reductions starting in July will be, quote, significant and not just a, quote, token gesture. I support that decision.
But several members of the panel worried that the progress achieved during 10 years of U.S.-led combat in Afghanistan could be jeopardized by a hasty pullout. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona.
I would agree with Secretary Gates that any drawdown should be modest so as to maximize our ability to lock in the hard-won gains of our troops through the next fighting season.
Panetta refused to be pinned down on whether U.S. troop reductions from Afghanistan should be modest or significant, saying only that he agrees with the president that they should be conditions-based. Turning to Libya, Panetta said there are indications that military and economic pressure are showing some signs of working, and that he expects they could force Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to step down if the United States and its NATO allies keep up the pressure on him. While President Obama has called for an additional $400 billion in cuts to defense spending, some of the senators expressed concerns about having military decisions dictated by budgetary constraints at a time that the U.S. is involved in three conflicts. Panetta assured the panel that his first and foremost mission will always be to protect the United States.
I do not believe, based on my long experience in government and working with budgets, that we have to choose between strong fiscal discipline and strong national defense.
Panetta vowed to eliminate wasteful spending by the Pentagon and said the country owes it to its U.S. service members and their families to give them the best possible benefits and health care. Cindy Sain, VOA News.